On this episode of the Breeze podcast,
three.
I have no idea what this man's saying, but like, it's a vibe. Like, this man could be like cussing me out.
Two.
So, John, what comes to mind when I say it, a $2 trillion stimulus package?
That's a lot of freaking money.
Okay. So, John, where does the money come from?
One.
I'm looking forward to the day when John is going to pick a woman. But but we don't know when that will come or if it'll even come.
Zero.
Let's get into the episode.
Hello, listeners. You're listening to The Breeze Podcast, episode 79. I'm here. I'm one of your hosts, Victor White, here with...
And I'm here. I'm one of your hosts, John McCullen.
And behind the scenes, we have our new star, our new superstar, Celine, she's been doing a fantastic job, John. Honestly.
Yo, fuck, shout out to Celine. Shout out. I've been putting the work in.
Like, and also, I feel like, guys, don't be honest for giving Carl the sack. Like, people are getting fired left and right in these times.
It happens.
If you're not up for the job, you gotta go.
But we'll get into that. People getting fired and that whole stuff. But yeah, Carl, I'm so sorry. But like, it happens, you know? Like, Celine's doing a great job. And she's doing it.
Yeah, our queen, please. Roll the intro.
Breeze! Breeze!
Breeze.
So, John. John.
Yeah, I wonder if Celine is scared because she's like, yo, if I mess up, like, yo, I'm out. Like, Carl.
No. But honestly, like, So, obviously, I've been talking a bit more with her than you have. I've been more in contact with her last week because I was editing the previous podcast and discharged Carl and had the files on my computer. So, I had to loop her in. But she grabs you by the balls, bro. Like, there is no jokes, no nothing. Like, she's serious. She's a woman of caliber.
Fair.
So I feel lucky that we have her. What she's doing with everything.
Bro. We're lucky.
And I do think we needed that fresh breath of air.
Well, she's doing a great job. Yeah. All I can say. See what happens.
With that said, John, is there anything we can do to make your job and life easier?
Who?
You, John.
They made Celine's job?
No, me and Celine, because we're working hard to produce this content, and you and I record a podcast, and we would like for you to also share it on your social media.
I share it, bro.
You might have missed
it. I just don't share it the same time you share it. I share it like 6 hours after you share it. Because I also have my own shit I'm sharing. So like, I don't want to
so
put them back and back. Then they have to choose. Then it's like, yo, what are you going to choose? Are we going to watch Breeze or are we going to listen to new music? Then it's like, bruh. So I space it out as well, bruh.
Okay. But
it makes sense.
So I'm just asking because I'm sharing everything that we do, even though I'm also sharing my own stuff. But I think that's a kind of a invalid statement. Like, people will listen to your music and check out the podcast stuff.
Yeah, but I do share it. I just space it out, that's all. Like, you share it, and then you're like, yo, John, share it. I'm like, bro, I'm sharing this. Like, this is in my calendar to share right now. So I was like,
I know, but okay. So for the past week, John, you shared 2 out of 4 posts.
No.
Yes.
You shared the album podcast cover. I shared the what's it called? Burna Boy. And you just put one up. I just woke up and I saw another one. So I like, I'm gonna share that after we get off this call.
Okay. Anyhow, please put in your best efforts to share our content.
Say no more.
That would be
Appreciate say no more. It. Just say no more. Just
okay.
say no more.
Okay, sweet. Because I also I don't wanna like however you wanna share it, you can share it, but as long as you share it, because I don't wanna be the guy that's on you all the time to share it.
That's fair.
Anyhow, John, tell me about your week.
Bro, my week has been like everyone else's week. Like, I feel like the whole world right now, unless you're a frontline worker, you're mm-hmm. just at home.
Did you invest in some?
I mean, I invested in Air Canada stock. This is all-time low.
Yeah.
So I have some of that. I didn't check it, but like, I think I bought like 15 shares or something like that. That's all I invested in.
First of all, I'm very happy to hear that you didn't invest in the oil sector, John. I'm extremely happy about that. So thank you.
That was too late.
that makes me happy. That makes me really happy.
It's too late.
So,
but I mean, other than that, I have not left home. I haven't even been to the grocery store. Like Toronto's in the state of emergency. We have like curfew and ish. So it's like, I've been inside.
My question was going to be, have you invested in some new musical equipment? Because I saw in your fire content that you dropped that you have a new microphone,
Not a new mic. It's not a new mic. It's actually Shiv's mic.
Okay.
That's Shiv's keyboard too. I don't know if you see the description. I was like, shout out to Shiv for the musical, for the equipment rental. Okay. But, I actually did invest in a new guitar.
Nice. But,
got a new guitar.
The Rode mic.
For my birthday, because it's not coming until... Sorry?
No, you finish.
Oh, yeah, so I got a new guitar, but it's not coming until, like, my birthday. So, like, it's a birthday present to myself.
Okay.
Because everything's backed up on Amazon anyway,
Yeah, I feel that. No, I was going to ask you, are you recording on the Rode mic now?
Nah.
What?
When I record a podcast, it's just a blue mic.
Okay. But what do you think of the Rode mic?
It's definitely the best mic I've recorded on for, like, music vocals.
Okay.
You know what I mean? Like, the blue mic is good. It's a condenser mic, just like the Rode mic. It has more frequencies. Like, it covers a wider frequency range. But, like, for the podcast, like, I think the blue mic is good because it has a lot of high-end.
Okay.
A lot of high-end. Like, a lot of frequencies are, like, up in the thousands. Mm-hmm. The Rode mic, it just sounds blessed.
Okay.
Like, every song you've heard, ever heard, mm-hmm. like, for this year,
yeah,
record on the Rode, mm-hmm. on the Rode mic.
Okay.
And it's just, like, there are different mics for, there's no like, I mean, there's no one mic that's for every purpose. I don't think so. The Rode mic.
Yeah.
I'm definitely getting a microphone later this year. It's not going to be a Rode. It's going to be like an Audio Technica. It's going to be like.
Okay.
Something for the studio. Yeah. You know?
Yeah. Because I feel like we do have to upgrade our, when it comes to like stuff. I think like Celine, she's doing a good job of the mixing and stuff and all that stuff, but I want SMD mics. So
if
bad.
You upgrade, we have to get the XL anything, no USB mics.
Yeah, XLR. What's it called?
XLR cable, XLR mm-hmm. input. But that also means you have to get an audio interface.
Exactly, but there must be small audio interfaces. Worst case, I do believe, because I don't know if you've heard the Views podcast with David Dobrik and Jason Nash, but they mm-hmm. have like handheld microphones, you know, like this. And that sounds, in my opinion, it sounds better than what we're using right now.
Dynamic microphones are great for, like, that's the handheld, like ones you see mm-hmm. people perform with, like in concerts and stuff.
Yeah.
They're the best, I think, just because.
And it's a little bit cheaper than the SMBs.
And our mics pick up everything. Like, those mics just pick up your voice.
Exactly. So, that's...
These are multi-purpose.
Yeah. That's definitely on the agenda. I do... Bro. Oh. My man. If you're on a conference call, plug in the microphone, bro. Like, people will be like, you know, they'll get a shock about the audio quality. I do it every time now. Like, I'm like, guys, you hear my audio quality or what? Just blow them out of the building.
True, true. True,
it's the true. Best. It's the best.
You know, what you been up to, bro?
Oh, Jonathan, my week has been... I'm not exactly sure how I'm gonna structure this or say this. However, a few hours ago I was out on a run, and during that run, I kind of felt the weight of the world from the people who are in need and struggling right now. And it just got me thinking of like the consequences of this thing, like the amounts of suicides they're gonna be made, like people are going to kill them, like it's going to be horrible. And I don't think people fully understand the consequences yet. Like, this is, we're in this, I've been looking at Ray Dalio, Uncle Dalio, a lot, and what he's been saying, and we're in the same type of environment as in the 1930s, where the wealth and inequality gap is really large, and you're really fragile because interest rates are near zero. So there's not much stimulus that you can do in case of a financial mishap like we're in right now. So what will happen is the gap is so wide, and like it's actually dangerous right now. And it's like these times, these situations results in war. Like, and Ray talks about it a lot. He's been talking about this specific thing about, like, since I started watching him for years. Like, and but we're going to get more into that during Shopped Up. As far as Beja is going along, so we're the website is done, which is positive.
Nice.
We got the applications up, like, to we're going to publish it on a few Facebook forums to find some cleaners. We have not registered or like sent the registration in for the company yet, because we're currently, I'm going to bleep this, but we might give some equity to some key people that are going to be involved in the company, which is why if we send in the application, when it comes to the ownership of shares, we're going to have to redo it and pay an extra fee. That's the thing. However, on Tuesday, we have a meeting with our key marketing strategists when it comes to customer acquisition. And once that's done, we're going to send in the application, get the bank accounts, all that stuff, and try to get up and running as fast as possible. So that's positive. And also, my other business partner with this performance marketing agency that we're doing, we had a really good new business meeting with a new client, because we're developing a specific concept for a specific niche. So it looks good, and then we'll see how it works out. But I've been focused on that. But I've also been hit again by the virus. Because I was supposed to have an exam on Monday, but it's postponed. Damn. Not sure when it will happen, but it will happen. Other than that, it's just like trying to hustle. And
yeah, what's the environment like up in Sweden?
It's retarded, bro. Like, the Swedish government is so shit. So Sunday, the prime minister addressed the nation. And he sits there. So the prime minister right now, he's from the Democratic Party, and it's his second term. So he sits there, or his second round of, they won the last election or something. So he sits there and he says that everybody has to take responsibility. A lot of people are most likely going to lose someone close to them, a family member or friend, etc. But he doesn't like he no like everybody has to stay home for 14 days or whatever. Like it's just retarded, because I don't think I'm not sure what the reason is, what they don't understand by flattening the curve.
So people are still working, like going to work.
Yeah, bro.
That's
That's bro, wild. What they've done in Sweden, like, if you have 500 people or more, you can be get sued and go to jail. So they're literally having 499 people gathering at theaters or whatever. Like, that's not the point. I just think, like, when I look at other nations, when I look at the UK, when I look at Denmark, when I look at the US, what you just told me about Canada, and then Sweden. So I think Sweden is going to be hit really, really bad. Like, really bad, bro. And it's already, like, tons of companies are doing layoffs. Like, a lot of people. I signed up for this, like, I saw this thing on LinkedIn, and they're like, for all marketeers who lost their job, sign up here. If you're looking for marketeers, you can sign up as an employer. So I signed up because we're going to need marketeers. And literally 102 marketeers on the list, because that's the first people they cut, you know?
Yeah.
So, yeah.
Sweden has 2,286 cases.
Yeah. Known cases. They're not even testing people
here.
My cousin hasn't gotten tested. I've spoken to multiple people that don't get tested. So,
like, everything, like, every single, like, number you see is always known. Because, like, everyone isn't tested. And it's always, like, a fraction. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So, that being said, you guys are, like, your government is kind of whack.
yeah, but Sweden didn't have a government after the last election. Sweden is a very special country when it comes to these things, and I think I'm very anti-Swedish in my mindset and the way I navigate and operate, but yeah, it's I don't know, and I'm not sure if I'm supposed to feel shitty or feel good by taking opportunity, because I'm like, I'm fired up 120% of the time right now, because now things are happening, you know, now there's opportunities in the market. So I'm fired up, and I'm like, you know, and you see all these opportunities, but I'm not sure, like, it's difficult to know what level you should put it, because, like, people are suffering, you know, seriously, really. And as I said, suicides, all that stuff, like, people are losing their retirements and what, like, it's, yeah, I don't know. But at the same time, it's like, you know, up for grabs. That's kind of what I feel like, you know?
Yeah, that's what it is. Like, there's always two sides of the spectrum, you know what I mean? Like, if you're either winning or you're losing, or you're, it's how you position yourself in this whole situation. Some people don't have the opportunity but to position themselves, like, well, like,
yeah.
But can't take the weight of the world on your shoulder. I don't think so.
Yes.
Like, for this time.
Yeah. So like, a situation of this magnitude happens roughly 100 years. Like, there's different types of cycles. There's the long-term and short-term business cycle where markets go up and down. And then you have, like, a longer-term cycle. If you search for Ray Dalio on how the economic machine works, he'll explain it. And what you look at, things might not have happened in our lifetime, but they could have happened before. And all previous powerhouses or empires, they go through the same curve. They rise, they're on the top, and then they fall. It doesn't matter. It always happens. Like, you can't, like, it happens, right? But what I would like to convey to our listeners is that, be smart with, because I think a majority of our listeners, they're younger, right? They must
100%.
Be. I know your dad listens and my mom listens, but to everybody who's, like, and this might, this applies to them too, what am I saying? Of course. But to the young people, I'd say don't put your faith and your future in a government's or somebody else's hand. Try to secure your own little ecosystem so that you'll be able to survive through tough times in the future.
It's true. Preach.
Like, yeah, but honestly,
it's accurate.
And so, as an example, I can give you a black and white example. my mom, when she grew up, the government told them, like, you work your whole life and you'll earn your pension, and then you'll be a pensioner and then you'll be free. All right. But what happened? The pension system, at least in Sweden, has been redone like 2 times, at least, bro.
Mm.
And the money that you make, you won't be able to maintain the same lifestyle as you had when you were working. Okay. So what I'm saying right here, right now, is build up your own security net of besting. If you can, like, afford to buy some rental properties or save up in order to invest in that over a long period of time, just so you know that you have your own assets and income flows that you can survive off of, you know? And things that are concrete are always better than, like, the stock market. The stock market is, that's difficult, you know? You just look at what happened.
Right, I feel now. Like, if you're not doing that, you're actually playing a fool's game, because nothing is owed to you, you know what I mean? If you actually believe, like, what other people, like, especially the government, what they're telling you, you're basing your whole life on this, like, you're going to get a job, you're going to work till you get this age, and then you get this age, and you're going to get some money from the government. Like, bro, like, I've been blessed, because my parents have told me, like, you can't, like, you have to have your own situation happen, you know what I mean? Like, no one owes you anything.
Yeah.
And they did teach me that, and
that's sick.
Like, that's the mindset that I've been going on in my whole life, you know what I mean? Like, I don't care. I could be working for any organization, but, like, at the same time, like, any money that I get from my job, like, I always see that as, like, capital for it, my real stuff that's happening. Until that real stuff gets to the point where I could be like, okay, buy a job, you know what I mean? Because at the end of the day, like, you're just a number, you know what I mean? Even in your country that you're living, you're just a number. Your ID number, you're just a number. You're working, your employee number, you're just a number.
Yeah.
So where do you set yourself, where do you give yourself that value is where you build your own wealth.
Yeah.
That's
super sick that you got that from home, because I never got it from home. So I had to find that myself. And what I'm hoping is that our podcast listeners will get it from us. And that they will. So, guys, what I'll do each week, so I have a locked playlist on my YouTube channel, and these are videos and content, like, long form. Most of it is long form, but it's value. Like, it's 150% value. So I'll link one video this week, and it specifically speaks about building up your own, like, security net and you building up your own pension. So keep an open mind when you're watching it. It's good stuff. His name is Anton Creel. He's a former trader, whatnot. But, like, at least it'll open your eyes or your head, and then I'll share something new every week. That's, like, because also take this time to learn and grow.
Oh yeah, this is the best time. Like, I feel like if you're home and you're just chilling, then you're doing yourself a disservice.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? Like, if you're not, like, bro, like, you know me, like, 3 weeks ago, I was going, hustling from Brampton to London, hustling, going to work at 3 o'clock, and, like, it was hectic. Like, I'd have no work. Yeah. I have school basically done.
Yeah.
Like, every waking minute that I have, like, I'm either, like, making music.
Nice.
Or I'm making my pitch deck for some investor. Or I'm freaking, like, on YouTube, learning something I know, like, in the next couple, like, years, I will want this time back that I will learn that. You know what I mean? Yeah. So it's like, if you're not doing, like, if you're just home and you're on live, or you're just out here doing push-ups, no shade, you know what I mean? Like, try to get some work in, like, try to learn something in this time. You know what I mean?
John, can I ask you something personally?
What's up?
So, because I was listening to our last episode, and I might be completely off, but I feel like for a little while going backwards, there's been a different John, a little more cynical John, a little more tired John. And I know you've been under a lot of pressure and doing a lot of stuff and things like that, because I was thinking back to the time before you went to IV, and there was a completely different John, like, you know. So I just want to know, like, how are you feeling? And I might be completely off.
I'm blessed, bro. Like, I feel like if it wasn't different, then I like, what's the sense of moving? You know what I mean? Like, that person, the person we in the first couple of episodes, that person, island from the islands strictly. You go to the beach on a daily basis. You know what I mean? You go, you're living the life. You live the life that people up here like go on vacation to go and live. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Living here now is like, yo, you've been here, bro. You live in the first world country. Yeah. Like, you know, it's like the pressure's on every day. Like, it's like if you're not working, if you're not hustling, if you're not working towards what you came here to work towards, it's like, bro, what are you doing? You know what I mean? Like, so for me, it's like, yeah, I've changed. I'm supposed to change. Like, I'm supposed to think different things. I'm supposed to think differently. Obviously. So it's like,
but I just meant,
couple of weeks, I've been like, not last week, but up to like the last day of work, like every single day of work was hectic, bro. Because I'm like moving from London to Toronto to London. London, like, you, one of these days you'll go on that journey and you'll be like, yo, shit. That's hectic. 5 hours of commute to go to work for 8. And then, like, your back is like, it's rough, but it's done. Like, I'm like, that part of my life is done now. You know what I mean?
Sweet.
I'm chilling.
Yeah.
I'm doing what I want to do. I'm doing like what I actually want to do.
Okay. Yeah. So that's sick, because that's just, yeah, I just wanted to, I just felt that, and I'm like, you know, it's, okay, but respect. I feel you, I just don't want you to lose, like, I agree with everything you said, but I just don't want you to lose your mindset, or, you know, the mindset is important, and even though, like, it's not an island, you don't go to the beach every day, there's still beauty in what you're doing right now, but it's on a different
level. It's just a different environment. That's all it is. Yeah. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Different environment, different level. Like, I was supposed to go to Barbados. I was supposed to be in Barbados last week. Yeah. Like, not going to Barbados. So I was like, I was supposed to be my time to recharge, you know?
But yeah, I feel you.
All these, like, I mean, it happens. Shit happens, bro. Mm-hmm. So,
yeah.
I'm blessed, though.
On that note, Celine, let's get into Chopped Up. Streaming services.
Yo, I did not know about this, bro. I did not know. Like, this is just strictly in Europe.
No, it's in the US now too.
Is it?
Yes. So, what happened was, first Netflix downgraded their streaming quality, and then YouTube was asked in Europe to downgrade their streaming quality. And right now in Europe, if you go in on YouTube, 480p is the standard setting. And then Amazon Video is downgrading.
No, not in North America.
No. Now they're implementing it in North America. I'm not sure about Canada, but they're implementing it in the US. Like, if you go in manually and change it's a thing. But because of all the traffic, of all the people that are home. Personally, I can barely watch YouTube right now because it's so slow and, like, it's so much pressure on the system.
Really?
Yeah, I feel like it sucks.
That's crazy. Like, I have no issues.
Yeah, nice.
I'm glad for you.
Knock on wood, bro. It's probably coming if they're locking down.
Knock on wood. That is actually nuts.
But yeah, that's kind of insane to have to slow traffic. Like, you know, it's... Yeah, that's insane. That's crazy.
That is actually wild.
Yeah. Yeah, imagine the amount of traffic it's crazy.
I mean, I understand it. Like, I feel like you want to be able to accommodate these people rather than you have so many people and the system crashes, you know what I mean? Kind of like Zoom and all these
teleconferencing.
Teleconferencing. Yeah, all those teleconferencing, like, I think it was either Zoom or WebEx that was out for a day.
Yeah.
Because, like, there were so many people using it. And it was they couldn't handle it. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So I prefer you scale it back a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm not gonna watch it. I probably don't. I can't watch 480p, yeah. fam. You know what I mean? Like.
Yeah, like.
But like.
In my case, I'm absolutely not downloading shows instead of streaming them. That's not what happened.
Absolutely not.
In my
absolutely
case.
Absolutely not. We're absolutely not going to.
Something that we did not write down in the show notes. The Olympics is postponed.
Oh yeah, Fox.
The Summer Olympics
to 2021.
European Soccer World Championships is postponed.
Bro, from the time the NBA got postponed, it was serious, B. Like,
you were your basketball.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, bro. Like, ESPN has nothing to talk about right now.
Yeah.
Like dead ass. Like, I don't know if you know,
yeah, ESPN what's is a going on ESPN right now? Is it like,
I have no idea.
What are they broadcasting?
Like, they're talking about. I don't know. I have no idea. Like,
because I feel that in Sweden when the sports news is on, they'll talk about, I don't know, like they're like Armand Duplantis, their staff jumping guy. It's like he's training at home in his backyard, and it's like you're like okay.
Yeah, that's wild.
Yeah.
Nah, but Olympics being postponed that's a big one for sure.
So we'll have back to back Olympics. Then Tokyo and then.
So is it so China. Like? Good question. Is the next Olympics going to be 4 years from this Olympics or 4 years from the previous Olympics?
It's going to be 4 years from the previous Olympics because
from
it's
this one or the next one.
So we have 2020, 2024, right? So now the Summer Olympics is going to be 2021, but we'll still have 2024. Olympics.
All right, fair. That's a good question.
Yeah, so what they do is, so this year they'll announce the Olympics that'll take place in 8 years because there's a lot of investments. Like billions of dollars going into it.
Yo, actually, like, that must have hurt, like, this whole thing hurts the entire, like, world economy, but, like, in terms of Tokyo, like, any single, like, city that hosts the Olympics never comes out on the good side after.
Yeah, you know, and they're going to have to invest more money. NBC, who owns most of the rights, they've already sold to a record-breaking number, $1.2 billion worth of advertisement. That's 90% of the spots during the Olympics they've sold already. And that's it's like, poof, gone.
Yeah, who would have known? Yeah, 2020, bro.
Yeah, 2020
is actually wild.
Yeah, it's insane.
It's wild. I mean, we're only in March.
Yeah.
Can you imagine? It feels like we're in like November or something.
Yeah, it'll be an eventful year and it's only going to get worse. Yay.
Bro, it's looking that way, bro. It's looking that way.
Have you heard Justin Bieber's new album?
I have not heard this. I've heard
Intentions.
Like 5 songs.
Have you heard Intentions?
I've heard Intentions. I've heard all the singles, and I've heard...
Yeah, Yummy. But bro,
I haven't listened to it in... Like, when I listen to an album, I just listen to it top to bottom. That's why I listen to it. I have, so to say that I did listen to it, it would be an injustice. Yeah, so I would say no.
I haven't heard it. However, I have listened on Intentions with featuring Quavo multiple times. Bro, I think it's sick, that song. I really like that song.
I like that song. I like the he has beat. Another song.
It's so sick.
I see Justin.
So I kind of feel like it's a bit slept on. And it's so weird.
I like Habitual.
Okay, yeah.
Because I watch, I like to watch videos of people in the studio, like, recording the process.
Yeah.
So, like, when he was, like, doing a rollout for the promo.
Yeah.
Like, he did this song called Habitual, like, he and this guy called Pooh Bear, like, one of the sickest, like, songwriters ever.
Yeah.
Want to work with Pooh Bear one day. Mm-hmm. He was, like, he wrote this song called Habitual, bro. It was sick. Like, so that song's on the album. I think it's the second song.
Okay,
nice. Like, it's actually fire.
Yeah. Because this is also, keep in mind, guys, this is the first album where Justin is in charge of it creatively. the other ones, he hasn't been in charge of the music in the same way. Like this is all him, which is sick.
Yeah.
Okay, so let's tackle this. So I told John before we started recording, like, so they're saying all these huge numbers on the news and like whatever stimulus packages, but people don't know, like the vast majority don't understand it. So we're gonna try and give you a clear explanation of what's actually going on right now. So John, I'm gonna play Ray Dalio and you're gonna play the average consumer.
Okay. I was like, wait, did you send me a link or something? Like...
Okay. So the US sector is estimated to lose $4 trillion with a T dollars. The global GDP is globally we're estimated to lose $12 trillion in market capitalization. Okay. The source is Ray Dalio. Like, they're doing extensive studies on Bridgewater Associates right now. And Ray actually put a bet on a market crash in Europe that would happen in March, back in September, but he pulled out. And his funds are down roughly 17-20% right now. Ray Dalio is the largest, he's the founder of the largest hedge fund in the world. They have $180 billion in assets under management. He's the Steve Jobs of investing. The list goes on. We've talked about him before. And then we hear this thing that just came out. A $2 trillion stimulus package. Just passed, exactly, in the U.S. So, John, what comes to mind when I say a $2 trillion stimulus package?
That's a lot of freaking money.
Okay. So, John, where does the money come from?
The money is being created by the U.S. government. It's being printed.
It's not being created by the U.S. government. It's being created by the Federal Reserve. And the Federal Reserve, they essentially own, they issue and own all the money in the world. The only countries who have their own Federal Reserves are Iran, North Korea, and I believe there is one other country. Other than that, the Federal Reserve is in charge of monetary things. And it's privately owned as well, which is insane. So,
yo, we talked about this on this podcast, though.
Yeah, we've touched upon it. I don't remember what episode, but this that whole thing in itself. Okay, so the Fed also announced on top of the $2 trillion stimulus package, and okay, so $2 trillion, we can't even imagine that money. What's the money supposed to go to, right?
Mm-hmm.
It's supposed to go to, they're going to write checks to families in need, corporations.
$1,000 household or something?
I think it's $3,500 now.
Oh, they changed it?
Yeah, I saw this Twitter thread. I'm going to see if I can find it. So she essentially took a look at the bill and wrote everything. What? Oh. Someone just tried to call me and I was like, I sent them a message. Like, okay, I can't, I'm not going to find it now. So I'm not going to spend time, but there's a bunch of things that it entails. It's essentially to preserve and help the economy get through this phase. All right. However, the Fed also earlier this week announced that they're buying unlimited amounts of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed securities. Now, John, what is a treasury bond and what is a security bond?
Mortgage-backed security. So simplest way I could describe a mortgage-backed security. So you got a bunch of home loans that these banks issue.
Yeah.
So it's basically like, how do I explain this way?
So,
Like, so, it's an investment that's made up of those, like...
Exactly.
That group of home loans that... So, like if you go to a bank and you issue and you want a mortgage.
Yeah.
Like, all that is made up in that investment.
Exactly. So, it's an investment tool. And exactly as you say, the bank, they take these mortgages. They put them in... Let's say they make a pancake out of it. So, it becomes a... investment tool, you could say, and then they sell it. So it's a type of asset-backed security. It's also what caused the subprime mortgage meltdown of the 2007 and 8 crash. So essentially what it is the bank is a middleman between the home buyer and the investment industry. Mm-hmm. That's what it is. And then we have the treasury bonds. And the treasury bond is when a government needs money. So they'll issue these bonds, they'll sell them to investors, and then they'll pay it off at a fixed rate during the course of time. Okay, so if the Fed is printing $2 trillion out of thin air to give out to people, okay, that's $2 trillion. The U.S. economy in size is... What, it's like 20 trillion or something like that? And we know, so what the Fed is doing, they're creating Apple and Amazon, like the biggest corporations in the world, their value. But now it's like out of nothing, $2 trillion. And on top of that, they're also buying unlimited amounts of treasury bonds and mortgage-backed security.
Tell me.
So what happens when you just print paper? It's not worth it. It's not worth anything, bro. It's just paper. That's exactly what happened in the 30s. People went with they could go with a trash can filled with money to McDonald's and not even buy a burger. You know?
Mm-hmm.
That's why gold is always going to be worth X amount, or like it's a good asset, because there's only a finite amount of it. Right? Which is the crazy thing. Now, and on top of this, you also have, because one of the issues is that most of the, some countries even have negative interest rates. So as an example, Switzerland and Sweden, like we have negative interest rates, which means that for me back in the days, if I wanted to save $100,000, I'd put it in the bank and I get a 2%, I get a 2% interest, right? So for every 100,000, I earn 2,000. Now it's negative. So it costs me money to have money in the bank. And when central banks have interest rates near zero or at 0%, they don't have any means to stimulate the economy, right? They can't push money in to stimulate it, to get it going, kickstart it. And then, it takes shapes. So... And on top of this, we have the wealth inequality, as well as the geopolitical landscape, which is very unstable. We have Trump, we have China, all these things going on. The wealth gap between rich and poor are extremely huge. Now the richer are going to get extremely much richer, and the poorer is going to really, really suffer. So, I mean, it's like, if you think about it, it's a really, really scary time. That we live
but in. But like, I feel like this is not something that 3 months ago we would never be thinking this was happening. You know what I mean? Shit came fast, bro. We blinked, and we were joking about this a couple of weeks. We were like, yeah, it's going to be done, like whatever. Now we're here, you know? Like people are getting laid off. Like recession has started, you know? Like it's like...
Yeah. No, this is going to be a depression, bro. Like, this is going to be bad.
I feel you. Like, we're here. Like, it's...
And honestly, listeners, don't get too, like, depressed about this. What we all have to do and focus on is to focus on the climate. And this is how you come out strong of this situation. Try to imagine how it will look afterwards. Like, what will take place afterwards? That's kind of where you have to position yourself. Because, trying to you know, fine trading, whatever, like, it's difficult. Like, people trading now are people that have to trade. Like, you, like the reference Ray Dalio says, he's like, yo, to beat the markets.
Keep talking. Yeah? I'll change my headphones.
Yeah, to beat the markets is more difficult than to compete in the Olympics. There are more people competing in the markets than there are people competing in the Olympics. So it's like saying, I'm going to go into the Olympics and win. And also, in order to beat the markets, you have to bet against the consensus, because the price is embedded in the consensus. And to bet against the consensus is even more difficult, which is why, like, he, and on top of that, like, as an example, Bridgewater Associates, they push hundreds of millions of dollars into being able to win at the markets. So, like, trying to do that, like if you want to play markets, play the markets with money you think you can afford to lose, or write down your bets and check them five days later, you know.
Yeah, I'm back.
Yeah, but so guys, so just try to imagine what it'll be like afterwards. I think that that's the key takeaway, and I do think, like, stay positive, and, like,
yeah, 100%.
Make the best out of the situation.
Yeah, there's no benefit in just sitting home and just thinking the worst and not, like, back to what we said earlier in terms of how you make this situation the best of it. It's just learn about what's happening, learn about what could happen, and see how you can set yourself up for success post this entire situation.
Yeah. And the last thing that I want to say to our younger audience, what has been happening is that the older generations in charge and that are steering the ship, what they're doing essentially when they're printing all this free money, they're stealing our time and our value. Because then we'll inherit that debt, and then we'll be having to try to tackle and solve these.
And they don't have to deal with that because it'll be dead.
Exactly. So I mean, yeah, it's a crazy situation.
So that goes back to our original point. Like, if we were to have a theme of this entire podcast, it'll be don't just have all your eggs in the basket of.
Mm-hmm.
The government or the basket of someone else. It doesn't have to be the government, just anyone else. Like, really take the time to educate yourself, because this is the time, fam. I don't care if you don't read, like, all right, don't read, just watch a YouTube video.
Yeah.
Like, I don't care what you do or what you don't do, but just make sure you educate yourself, because if you don't, you will find yourself on the opposite side. And as Victor said, this wealth gap is increasing. And this is the time that billionaires are made. And, like, that's what I think. Like, I think, like, if you're smart enough and you do what you have to do in this time, I think you'll be fine on the other side for sure.
Yeah. Because there's, you just got to be positive and try to see the opportunities. I mean, yeah, it's, and, like, honestly, a good example is now with the new company I'm starting, Baya. Like, there's a high, like, it the company will probably go bust. Like, it's probably not going to succeed, you know? However, and, like, in times of this, like, the money that I'm putting into the company to start it, I would need it personally to kind of live right now. However, I'm the kind of person that likes to take risks. And I'm also the kind of person who's extremely determined, and I have no issues working really, very, really, really hard for the things that I believe in. And I know if I have something good that I'll make it work. So, but not everyone is like that. So you also have to look at your own things. But I mean, like, me and John, we're just walking proof of what you can accomplish with the right mindset and the right information. So I do think there's a lot of value to what me and John, what we just told you and what we say. So please take that to heart, and, you know, just make what you can of it.
100%. Yeah, that was a good segment.
Yeah. a little longer than usual, but I mean, in terms of...
It is what it is, man. Like, exactly. I feel like this doesn't happen every year. Like, we don't have situations. Like, the last time this happened was probably in 1912 or something. You know what I mean? Like...
Yeah.
So, I mean, we're in different times, bro. Like, our parents, my grandparents, your grandparents, we didn't have to deal with this.
Yeah.
But, like, we're here. So, like, yeah. I don't know if you've ever had, like, that situation, like, where your parent, your mom was like, yo... You never seen nothing yet, but now you could be like, yo, I seen something, fam. I've been through, like,
yeah.
I've been through this ish.
Yeah, that's true.
But
I can't say anymore. So let's move on.
Pick of the week, baby.
Yep. Should we just let Puffy take it away?
Yo, let him take it.
Hey yo, what's going on? This is DJ Puffy, Red Bull 3-Star World Champion, and this is the Breeze Pick of the Week. Check it out, y'all.
Wir sind zum Party machen gekommen, die Warteschlangen sind lang. Wir starten in die Saison und mit Tatendrang das Programm. Nie auf Sparflamme, warteten tagelang auf.
That was Umse with Fire Dust. We have no idea.
I have no idea what this man is saying, but like, it's a vibe. Like, this man could be like cussing me out. He could be like... I don't know what it's just a vibe, you know, like, anyone from Germany, he's from Germany, right?
Yeah, Germany.
Yo, if any of you guys from Germany know what this man is saying, let me know, like, just let us know send us a voice note.
Yeah, I mean, he's a wicked artist. He's born 1983, his real name is Christoph Umbeck, and the rap name is Umse, and he's been writing since 1997. I actually came across his music accidentally by putting my phone in my pocket and my leg typed in random letters on Spotify, and it started playing, and I looked at the song and it was one of his songs, and I checked him out and he's super wicked.
That's wild.
And the beat, the rap, I think I found, like, that just shows you the art of music when you can listen to music that you don't understand at all, and it's so sick. It's so
feeling.
Sick.
It's all about that feeling. It's all about that vibe. If it translates, you know you did a great job. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, you don't have to understand nothing, but if the vibe translates across continents and across languages, then you're fine.
Yeah. Did a great job. 100%. So guys, check out Umse on Spotify. Wicked German rapper.
It's a vibe. It's actually like, it's a vibe. You're doing yourself an injustice if you don't check it out.
True. Big ups, bro. So before we get into it, did you see the response we got from Zoe from Woman of the Week?
Yeah,
she was hyped, and I felt so good because I think we probably made her day, bro.
Probably, like, I feel like it's a good initiative. During this month.
Yeah, especially during this month. Do you think people will condemn us for having a female-centric segment as we're both male, or is it okay?
I think it's fine.
I feel so too. Why not?
I mean, like, this is International Women's Month, I think.
Yeah. Women of high caliber.
It's Women's Month. This is actually Women's Month. Like, last
is
year...
It, is it Women's Month?
I believe so, bro. Last month... Wait, let me double check. Let me fact check.
Fact check Women's Month. Okay, so as you're fact checking.
Yeah, bro, it's Women's Month.
It is Women's Month. All right, well, this next woman so before I get into it, John was laughing at me last week because he thought that this would be an opportunity for me to... slide in the DMs.
Shoot your shot.
Which is partly kind of a little bit, absolutely not, kind of still is. However,
can you imagine?
However, when Celine put that intro together, I got really hyped. And I feel like I'm looking forward to the day when John is gonna pick a woman. But but we don't know when that will come or if it'll even come.
We'll see.
Anyhow, we'll see. In the meantime, Celine, roll the intro.
Run it.
Let me tell you, I am so proud of you.
I am an example of what's possible when girls, from the very beginning of their lives, are loved and nurtured by the people around them.
And I think as women, you don't have to say anything to the haters. Yeah. You don't have to acknowledge them at all. You just wake up every morning and be the best you can be. Because I like me.
No, our motto is, when they go low, we go high.
Oh, she's always coming with good insights, funny and interesting stuff on her IG story. This week, she posted the tip to curate your Twitter feed. Mute the words COVID-19 and coronavirus so that you don't get the same news cycle pushed at you over and over again. What happened, she claimed on her Twitter story, is that she received the human part of what's going on in the world. The stories of the virus, the people driving and restocking shelves, medics, etc. She's also continued by giving cooking tips and just funny insights. As an example about Love is Blind, I'm talking about the lawyer, the beautiful Faye Finn.
Clap.
And so her name on Instagram is F-A-Y-E-F-I-N. She is a lawyer. Yeah, she's beautiful. I mean, she's...
Shout out to Faye, fam. Shout out to Faye.
Shout out to Faye. But most of all, she has good, she posts good content on her stories. So definitely follow her. Check her out. She is our Breeze Woman of the Week. And I couldn't be more stoked about it.
Oh, you did it.
Yeah. So yeah, thank you. Thank you. Thank you to all the awesome, epic, inspirational, powerful, beautiful women out there.
Fox. Big Fox.
Whew. What a episode. What
yeah, we a week. Popped it, bro. It was, we popped like, this it. This week was hectic.
Yeah.
So much to talk about.
Yeah, 100%. 100%. John, you should get locks or something.
I am not getting locks. Well, I mean, the barber is closed, so like, no, no happen.
That is true. We'll see.
We'll see what, so, like, yeah, we should have a before and after, like, COVID-19, like, pick, you know?
Yeah.
Before COVID-19, after. Might as well hear a lot.
Yeah, 100%. Oh, yo, my love advice this week. Yo, we're still in March.
Oh, yeah, this is the last one.
And then we're going back to the love doctor, aka John McCullen.
No, and then the segment's done.
No, this we have to, bro, Breeze with love. It's epic. We got some good response on this segment. It's really, really good, bro.
Did we?
I think people really appreciate it.
All right, we'll see. But next week is April. April 2nd. That's my birthday month.
Birthday we before we get into talking about your birthday, Celine, spin and roll Breeze with love.
What's a painting?
A painting is someone who you think looks nice, so there's different paintings for different people.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are probably locked up right now, and maybe you have a significant other, or maybe you don't. If you don't have a significant other, I'd recommend for you to find a quarantine partner. And if you do have a significant other, I'd recommend you to go outside your comfort zone, spice up your love life, and try something new. I don't know. Maybe you have a dog. Try to leash each other. Or maybe...
You said maybe you have a dog?
What I mean is you can borrow the leash from the dog and use that as a form of expression if you're into that sort of stuff. Or true. Maybe get a cube of ice and I don't know, play with that. I'm just saying, you're probably bored, and instead of watching series, you can indulge in each other, because passion is the essence of art, which flows through the vein of passionate people. I just made that up, bro. What yeah, I'm trying tell. To say is
like, I saw your face. I saw your face. You're like, this has to be the sickest lane ever. Like, let me come on the sickest lane. You did it. You did it. You did it. You did it. You're a writer.
All right. And with that, we're ending it on the high note.
Yo, we're out. We're out. We're out. We're out. Appreciate you guys listening to us every week. Thank you.
Yeah.
From Canada. Love you.
And Sweden.
Ein gnadenloses Brett. Die Arme hochgestreckt. Bin ich im Party-Modus, rapp ich für den Stadion-Effekt. Es läuft im Radio.